Tribal groups from opposite ends of the state have formed an alliance to fight mines that they say threaten traditional fisheries. Organizations representing about 30 Southeast Alaska and Bristol Bay tribes signed a memorandum of agreement last week during the Alaska Federation of Natives convention in Anchorage. The United Tribes of Bristol Bay opposes Southwest Alaska's Pebble Mine Project. The Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission is critical of mines and exploration projects in British Columbia watersheds that drain into state waters. Frederick Olson Jr. chairs the Southeast Coalition.
To combine with several tribes from the other part of the state should send a powerful message to everyone, and especially the federal government, that we want the federal government to uphold its fiduciary trust responsibility and its government-to-government relationship with its federally recognized tribes.
Olson says the organizations agreed to back each other's efforts to protect their region's fisheries. United Tribes of Bristol Bay President Robert Hyeno says what he calls mega mines are threatening Indigenous people. He says the unification effort is, quote, a powerful move to defeat these toxic projects. Olson says the two regional efforts have similar goals, but some differences.
With our issue, the mines are in a different country, so maybe our fight's a little more uphill. It's hard to say which one's harder, of course. You know, the grass is always browner on the other side of the fence in this issue.
He says the coalition hopes to expand the alliance to tribal groups in other parts of the state.